This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, why Google would benefit from shining more light on its cloud. In the face of investors dimming on the stock as of late, parent company Alphabet considers the Google Cloud platform one of its biggest bets and on par with its efforts in branded hardware as well as YouTube. More on that in a moment, but first these tech headlines. Despite a punishing stretch that included a sexual harassment scandal, the resignation of its longtime chief, and a blockbuster lawsuit from its primary rival in self-driving vehicles, Uber continued to boost ridership and revenue throughout last year. The San Francisco company said revenue rose 12% in the fourth quarter to $2.2 billion from 3 months earlier, while its loss narrowed to $1.1 billion. This is according to a detailed financial statement reviewed by the Wall Street Journal this week. The privately held company isn't obligated to disclose financial results publicly, but did provide results for all quarters of the year. In the latest sign of the escalating battle for talent in the digital entertainment industry, Netflix has just signed producer Ryan Murphy to a multi-year, multi-million-dollar deal to create content exclusively for the streaming service starting this July. Terms of the pact weren't disclosed, but the Journal says people familiar with the matter said production agreement runs for 5 years and has an estimated value of $300 million. And if you're worried about your kids gaining access to your smartphone, WSJ's CIO Journal reports that researchers are working on an algorithm that can tell specifically when kids are swiping a smartphone and then block apps users want to keep off limits. The algorithm works off the observation that children with smaller hands and shorter fingertips make smaller swipes and touch a smaller area of the screen. This is according to MIT Technology Review. Head to the CIO Journal for more at WSJ.com. Coming up, why Alphabet's Google is betting big on the cloud. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So, as we all know, Google is one of the world's biggest companies. But even for big businesses, little things can count for a lot. Take a cloud platform, for instance. Google Cloud Platform is now generating about $1 billion in revenue per quarter. And heard on the streets, Dan Gallagher thinks Google should be playing that up a bit more. Let's get more from Dan, who joins us via San Francisco right now. Hey, Dan.
How's it going?
Good. First off, nobody is that worried about a company like Alphabet. You know, Google is the world's second largest company by market value. But earlier in this month, you wrote a piece asking if Google is losing to Amazon. So what is there to be said about a lull in investor enthusiasm?
Part of the issue Google faces is in that piece, I pointed out that the costs, some key costs that are associated with their core advertising business keep going up. And that's because they have to, more of the traffic comes from mobile, so they have to pay partners more for that traffic. So that's kind of a core issue on the core business. Now, Google has a lot of other businesses, and one business they have that's doing very well is this cloud business that actually competes with Amazon's cloud business. That one's called AWS. For Google, this is still a very small business relative to what they have overall, but it's growing really fast. They're getting a lot of customers among big corporations, but it's really hard. The company doesn't really break out performance of this. And it's kind of an issue because Google actually has a lot of businesses under its umbrella that it doesn't shed a lot of specific detail on. Things like YouTube and the devices it sells and all these things it does. Investors still have to kind of work with mostly the metrics around the ad business.
Has this been something that's worked for Amazon? You know, you mentioned it's cloud business, and you make a strong case in your piece. You say that it could do something to tout some good news, and maybe that's by way of the cloud. You noted that unlike Amazon, Google doesn't really talk about its cloud platform. Maybe it should.
Well, they talk about it, but they don't give a lot of specifics.
Right. In fact,
they'll talk a lot about it. In the earnings call they had a couple weeks ago, I counted up. They mentioned the cloud, I think something like 30 times or something. It was big, but they don't, you know, it's a lot, it's unquantifiable to a large extent. What Amazon did back in early 2015 is they started actually reporting the details for AWS in terms of how much revenue it generated every quarter, what its operating profit or loss was. And that really kicked off, I mean, Amazon stock was doing well before that, but it really kicked off a strong period for the stock because investors got a sense of, and this was still a relatively small business relative to Amazon's overall, just like cloud is for Google, but it was growing fast. And most importantly, in that case, for Amazon, the cloud margins were really strong relative to the retail margins. So it was a really good news story for investors because they could see that within Amazon, there was this fast growing and very profitable segment that was going to be helping the companies overall. I think that Google would benefit from giving investors kind of more insight into things like the cloud that are doing very well for them, even if it's small relative to the overall, because right now, and that would kind of maybe help weigh against some of the other concerns investors have on them.
You know, it's small when you look at how big Google is, but how important do you think it values that arm as a company?
They value it a lot because if you think about it, one thing that's similar to Google and Amazon in this respect is they spent years building up, you know, essentially the backbone, the structure of their to power their main business. And Google has this huge network of data centers all over the globe, very state-of-the-art data centers, and those were built initially to support what it does very well, is deliver, you know, search results and sell ads against those results and the other things they were trying to do. But that network also forms the capability to provide services to businesses, you know, computing on demand, storage, email, all these things that Google can provide. So just like Amazon found a way to kind of take the network it had built and start turning that into a business of its own right, Google is doing the same thing. They're behind Amazon in the sense that they started on that later. But when you think about it, I mean, Google is now generating more than $1 billion per quarter from cloud, and they've really only been aggressively selling it for a little over 2 years now since they brought Diane Greene, who was formerly the head of VMware, over to run it. They've had actually a pretty strong amount of success in a very short time.
All about that cloud. Dan Gallagher, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Dan Gallagher covers all things tech for Heard on the Street. You can check out more at WSJ.com/Heard. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.